Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Just perusing my Facebook page, and I just happened to notice that at some point I must have put in a bunch of random information, because I put in that I'm widowed. Info, and that I'm from Hooker Corner, Indiana. I may need to go on and replace that, or not. You know, I think I might leave it.
The You're Hooker good. Corner, Indiana is hilarious, but you need to change the widowed
one, I think
one,
I'm going to leave it.
That's just like, you said that to us right before we went on the air, and we were like, wait, what? Like,
yeah, no. It's kind of funny to me. I was just happened to be going through my personal details on there. Just seeing what the heck's on there, and it says I'm widowed.
Well, you need to do it for everyone else. Don't give people false hope, Jeremy. They don't.
Is that what it is?
Exactly. Do that.
So you're
also
telling me there's a chance.
I'm surprised you're not bombarded with DMs. Oh my goodness.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Well, you know, when you've been with somebody for 25 years,
it feels like it.
Sometimes
or what?
It feels like it.
It's almost like you.
Sometimes
are.
I lay there like a corpse. So.
Oh, that's not her fault.
Anyway, I might have to get on there and
just wait till she notices.
I know.
Well, she's gonna know now.
Yeah.
She's listening.
Oh. Yeah. No, well. You need to change that. But
somebody sent me a map. I was quickly trying to find it on Instagrams yesterday. They sent me a picture of a map that says, "Jer, this is the ultimate road trip for you." And I guess there's actually towns in the United States named Poo Poo and Pee Pee. And the road trip actually went through all these towns that were named Poo Poo and Pee Pee, like Poo Poo, Indiana, and stuff.
That is a perfect road trip
Wouldn't
for you.
Wouldn't that stink to be from Poo Poo?
It would stink.
Indiana?
No, yes.
I would love to live in like Pee Pee Seattle or wherever. I don't know where.
Pee Pee Washington.
Pee Pee Washington. Yeah, Pee Pee Washington.
Sounds about right.
I brought that up. So you are raving about some sort of Hallmark series that you are just intensely watching right now. So people are always asking for TV recommendations. What
yes.
you got?
And this one is so good, especially if you like time traveling, because any time I can find a movie or a series about time traveling, it sucks me in, because I feel like those types of shows, you have to pay attention because it jumps all over the place and things happen in the past, in the present, in the future, and you have to be able to keep it all straight. So that's not one of those series that you can kind of be on your phone half the time. You've really got to be locked in. And I like that. I like the distraction from all the technology. But I am sitting on Netflix now and just watching this show. There's three seasons. It's a newer show. It's called The Way Home. But you can find it on Netflix. It is a Hallmark original series. But I am just obsessed. It had like, how crazy is it? I don't want to give too much away, but
Don't worry. I won't watch
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, whatever. Just for anybody listening. But this happens pretty early on in the series. So how it becomes that a daughter becomes best friends with her mom 20 years ago. Isn't that great? Isn't that just crazy to even say? Like, so it is just got
You haven't
me
seen
hooked.
Back to the Future, right? Where his mom falls in love with him.
I know, but this is so different.
It's a little more intense.
I know it is intense, but to be best friends with your mom when she was a teenager, like, I just, to even wrap your mind around that and then to imagine all the things that comes from that. And there's some tragedy in it as well, so it really, like, pulls at your heartstrings. But, man, I am hooked. I'm already at, like, season 2, episode 4, and I just started watching it 2 days ago.
Oh,
so
boy.
I am hooked on this show. I love it. It's taking up my time right now. So
it's on the Flix.
It's on the Flix if you want to watch it. So
there you go.
It's pretty good.
There you
it's
go.
A good one.
Josh, what'd you do last night?
I got to talk to you guys about something, because I was furious and I feel like I'm in the right here, but I need your guys' intake on this, because I was in the car wash line yesterday, but it's not the regular car wash line. I like to do it myself. I like to do the handheld, wash your car, soap it, all that stuff. So I am sitting maybe 20 feet back from my lane, okay? And this dude has the audacity in his fancy little Tesla, okay, come in to the car wash, like you turn left into the car wash, and just completely goes in my lane. Doesn't even have a second thought about it, doesn't look at me like I exist, just cuts right in front of me, goes in the lane, and pulls right in. And this guy was, the guy in front of me that was in the actual car wash, was almost done. Like, he was wrapping up, and I'm like, okay, me next, here I go. And if you're in line for these things, it takes about 10, 15 minutes each time because people are taking their time. They're washing their own car. And so I know that it just being line jumped like that, I'm going to have another 15-minute wait till the next person's available. So he cuts in front of me, line jumps me, doesn't say a darn thing. And I look at him like, what the heck? Do I get out of my car? Do I say, hey, I was in here first? No, he gets out like I don't exist, already gets out of his car and starts washing. I know he has a Tesla, so I'm like, dude, I hope your battery explodes or something. Like, I'm so pissed. I'm actually having these thoughts. I'm like, I want your car to explode right now.
Right?
Because
no, who does that?
What
That's
the
weird.
Heck?
Yeah.
I have never seen
How
that
happen.
How
far back were you? Were you like, vacuuming?
No. I was the next in line, like clearly the next in line.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a gap. I, like I said, maybe 20 feet away from the actual, like, where
the
I'm
corral,
supposed to,
yeah,
where I'm supposed to pull in. Dude completely line jumps
How
me,
weird.
Acts like my car wasn't even there. And Jared, you know my car. I have a truck. Like,
yeah,
you're not
going
to miss
truck.
It. Yes, you're not going to miss it. So I'm sitting there and I'm just waiting. And then I had to wait another like 10 to 15 minutes till the guy in the right lane next to me was done. I have never been so, I was like, I was saying curse words,
no,
man.
I
was
been mad
so
too.
Upset.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
What do you mean the guy in the right lane?
Well, he went
well,
to the next lane over.
Oh, so you moved
then.
Over?
Yeah, I moved over because I was like, well,
oh,
all right. But that was another 10 or 15 minutes because he had just gotten there too.
Yeah.
I was
I got to see how far back you were.
Like
I need
20
more information.
Feet.
No,
it
but
was,
I
it
had
was,
it.
Usually there's like vacuums and stuff there. So how did he zip in?
I was right behind the vacuums because I didn't need to vacuum. So I was just waiting. Clearly waiting, Jared.
Well,
like
so
I was clearly
saying, like,
in line.
He's the next one, and I've seen these line jumpers. This happened to me once at Chick-fil-A, and I tried to tell the lady who was out there with the clipboard about it. Like that lady wasn't supposed to. Then she, I'm crazy. She just thinks
She's
I'm
like,
crazy.
Ma'am,
like,
settle down. We'll get you your sandwich.
It's
You're obviously hangry.
Exactly. No, but this happened to me once, and who do you tell? That's the thing. Is
no
who
one
do
cares.
You go
Nobody
report
cares.
To? Nobody cares, but it does take 15 minutes of
yeah.
your time, and that stinks.
I was upset, man. I wanted to wash my mats.
I would at least give him the double salute, right? But then right,
I might
on your
have.
Way out. When you're
Katie.
Leaving. What?
Katie.
What?
You watch Hallmark movies.
I know.
Be kind.